This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Biden got a boot on his foot and social media said it was a cover up his ankle bracelet. You know those things that they use to track criminals? Welcome everybody, Kevin Jackson, to you're listening to. I cracked up because it makes sense. Wow, we live in crazy times. Do you know that the president, this may be the very first election, I mean I don't think it's going to happen, but the president could actually declare martial law. Say this election was a complete farce. It's got to be a do-over. It would certainly be fine with me. Like I told you guys, we should have a rally off. They should give the open an envelope. You know who's, I don't know who we could find that's not crooked enough to tip the Biden team off. You know, like a Donna Brazile. But they should just say, here's a location in America, anywhere in the continental in USA or the protectorates or whatever. Here, both of you have instructions. And they say, you have 4 hours to put together a rally. Go. And they both in the same city. And see who can draw the most people. I said, it would be like those old breakdancing movies where, you know, the guys get into the beef, but they don't fight with knives and stuff. They fight with the dance moves. Oh, man, I'm so glad you guys are here. The KevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. Biden gets his food butted. And it's major news the other day. They didn't tell us the day that he actually fell. And we covered this, but I just want to talk about it from the standpoint of, you know, all the things that are happening in the world, what the Democrats are doing, the Mr. President-elect, as they might want to refer to Biden, which I think is a joke. But, you know, we've got all this other stuff brewing. Trump raised $150 million in November to fight election fraud. What a number. I don't know what he normally would raise, but I'm glad he deserves every penny. But it got me thinking about something else. I want you to consider all the money that went into this campaign. I don't know, Trump probably raised, you know, what, close to $1 billion. Biden supposedly raised, you know, $1 billion or whatever. And we were told that all the numbers were creeping up for Biden at the end, and I told you guys, it's a big money guys trying to make it appear as if there's some fervor over Biden. He outraised Donald Trump finally. And the Trump team's like, what? Big fat cats, you know, making it appear. The charge is on for Biden because the cheat was already in. But I want you to consider $2 billion raised, all of the effort that went into the canvassing and all the time and and energy, excuse me, that people put into these campaigns. I want you to think about that over a protracted cycle of, let's say, a year of American productivity. Hundreds of workers on both sides, which not as many on Biden's side, fighting to get their candidates in. Same thing on at the level of the Senate, the level of Congress, the House, at the level of, you know, governors, etc. All this energy, and all this money, we're only talking about the presidential election when we talk about $2 billion. The entirety of the election cycle is much more. Guys running for city council now will spend $10,000, $20,000, $50,000. House seats, it used to be crazy if you were a House member and you spent $1 million or $2 million. Now, some House seats, you got to spend $10, $20 million. The Senate, those were Senate numbers. Now, Senate seats can go into the $100 million range. I mean, it's insane. McCain-Feingold was supposed to take care of all that, right? He was supposed to take all the money out of politics. Yeah, a lot of good it did. But here's my point. All the billions of dollars that went into these campaigns, all of the time and energy that people put into these campaigns, and you know what we got? We got a crooked election. We got people, elitists on the left, rhinos. Rhinos are included when I talk about the left. And all they did was they bought their way. They bought their way to elite it, you know, to power. That's what they did. That's what the governor of Georgia did, Kemp. That's what Pelosi and team did. They literally pulled levers and strings to get this done. Billions of dollars wasted. All this time and energy of people. And it's funny because I think about what we do. We fight at the source. I tell people all the time, you as a strategist, you are certainly fighting at the wrong end of the spectrum. How are you going to stop kids from thinking that this is okay? Kids are growing up thinking that right is wrong and wrong is right. They think they're racist when they've done nothing racist. They're the least racist generation. You would think these white kids run around calling black people the N-word all day long and you know, stepping on the backs of black people, and they've done nothing of the sort. We don't live in segregation and all this stuff. But listen to white kids, and you would think, man, black folks, they can't cross the tracks. What are y'all doing to them, man? You would think they're shooting water cannons and sticking German shepherds on us. And it is so opposite world of what they think. And yet they walk around with guilt. And they walk around stupidly feeling sorry for black people. Don't feel sorry for me. I live a charmed life. If Democrats were honest brokers, here's what they could have said about this election. Look, we're the elites. We don't think you know what you're doing. You screwed it up with Trump the way we see it because we were trying to destroy the world. New one world order, and it's been disrupted because you don't know the game plan. So we're going to pick the winners and the losers, okay? Now, as far as your money and your energy goes, you should just take that money and donate it to charity. You should take that energy and put it into charity, because no matter how hard you work for a candidate and no matter how much you donate to that candidate, it's not going to do them any good. So put that money aside for your child's corrupted indoctrination that you think is an education, and don't waste it on a stupid election that's already been decided by the elites. That would be us. And see, that would be an honest discussion of what's really happening in American politics. We only want you to think your vote counts. Remember, Democrats so high on, you can't disenfranchise the black people, you can't disenfranchise the needy or whatever else. They always talk about disenfranchisement. Why? You know the answer. Because Democrats tell you what they're going to do to you by what they claim they're going to do to help others. Simple. This is what they do. So, anyway, we got a pretty good show for you today, and lots of crazy stuff, unfortunately. But there is good news, folks. We're still going to win this thing. Hang in there.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
The trick in runoff elections, or any election for that matter, is to get the right message to the right person. Think of it as a smart bomb. This isn't an ad that everyone sees on the nightly news. This is a video delivered to a persuadable voter right after they request their mail-in ballot. The Republican National Committee knows how to talk to Trump voters to make sure that they show up. But as we can see from the results of the presidential election, there won't be enough to win these two critical Senate races. I partnered with Protect American Values PAC to help them go after the people the RNC won't be talking to. We reach these new voters with targeted videos and social advertisement, and we tell them why. Even if they didn't vote for President Trump, they need to vote for Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue. Here's something you might not know. Ralph Warnock, one of the Democratic candidates for Senate, once compared Israel to the apartheid South Africa. I bet Jewish voters in Atlanta don't know it either. And we can find them and we can make sure that they know the truth. This is how we advance the conservative cause and put a check on Joe Biden's ability to turn our nation into a socialist nightmare. To donate, go to ProtectingAmericanValues.com /Kevin Jackson.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
This is an audio from James O'Keefe, and he came in on the CNN on there. He was been monitoring their calls, and they didn't know it. He got the number from some people, and he was monitoring all of their calls with Zucker, who is the president of CNN. And this is the audio from that. Now, I want to talk a little bit about that and some other stuff that's happening in the world today. You're listening to Kevin Jackson. It's the KevinJacksonShow.com. But here's a clip from James O'Keefe.
CNN says on Jeff Zucker's 9 a.m. editorial conference call how they, the Democratic Party, powerful interest groups, may determine how CNN will cover Trump not conceding the presidential election.
I just want to underscore something that Michael said earlier about the transition and Trump, because I've been talking to a lot of people this morning on both sides, and I just keep hearing the same thing, both from Republicans who have not come out to congratulate Biden, but also to those who have in the Democrats, and that is that we have to be, you know, news organizations have to be very careful and very responsible about not giving Trump too much of a platform on his not conceding, because they feel the transition can go forward. And, you know, other than the national security briefings, which are critical to start now, they just don't want us to exaggerate that Trump isn't leaving office. And I'm going to have a lot of specific reporting on that later today, but just big picture, wanted to underscore what Michael had said.
Yeah, agreed.
On the issue of why it's important to get the transition going right, the 9/11 report talked about one of the problems was that the trouble that was brewing got lost during the transition. So if you want a good concrete example of what happens when you don't have a good transition, go look at the Twin Towers.
Yeah. So I think that's an important point. I think it was discussed a little bit yesterday in terms of national security. I think it's really important to raise again. I would encourage folks to think about, you know, that 9/11 commission report and the lack of transition.
All right, everybody, welcome back. That was O'Keefe. And essentially, that let me just boil it down for you. CNN was plotting two things. One, don't let it be known that Trump's fighting, and he's fighting legitimately against conceding. There's a legitimate reason, because it would bring too much to light all the inconsistencies. In other words, let me just put it this way. If CNN were to say, hey, look, it's really kind of strange that, I mean, Donald Trump does have a point that Joe Biden had nowhere near that level of popularity, and how could he possibly get those kind of vote, you know, get that those number of votes bigger than Barack Obama, particularly when I want a lot bigger percentage of the black vote, a lot bigger percentage of the youth vote, and so on and so forth. And they could talk about all the different election irregularities. They don't. Here's their party line. There is no voter fraud. There are some people that say there's no voter fraud at all. Forget about, you know, dead people voting or ballots being thrown, whatever. I mean, there's got to be 15, 20 ways of voter fraud where people just pre-marked ballots, you know, illegal ballots, etc. They say there's none. In with cases where people have admitted and gone to jail for voter fraud, these people go, nope, doesn't exist. So issue number one was, we can't let Donald Trump be seen as a fighter, because people might say he has a legitimate reason to fight. He certainly has. There's no reason why, there's no constitutional reason. If he contests the election, that's legit. They can't say that. Then the second part is, they have to talk about the transition, that if Donald Trump concedes, it'll be a much smoother transition to Biden. So in other words, don't fight, even though we cheated, and then help us to get in with the cheat. So that's what they're essentially saying, that we want to help Biden do. We want to make sure that everybody understands Trump's fighting for all the wrong reasons, and he should concede and let this fraud happen. And they've been called out. Now, what did CNN do? CNN says, we're going to sue Project Veritas for getting somebody on our calls. They want us to go after Project Veritas for us learning what they're doing. And by the way, when you want to know how, because we always want to know, how does this happen? This is an editorial meeting with a news organization. That's what they claim themselves to be. And they are orchestrating how they're going to report the news to you. So you'll, not to us, but to the base, so people will accept it. I want you to consider how twisted these things are, folks. That's regular news. Here's social media. You post about voter fraud, and Twitter will issue you a warning saying that the information is disputed. President Trump says, this election was a fraud. And they say, this information has not been verified, or something along those lines. When you post something about President-elect or Biden anything that has to do with Biden, there's nothing. Now, what they're telling you is, forget about if it's about voter fraud, we're going to flag it. But if you want to say no, this election was free and fair, it was done correctly, there's no warning. Now, 80 million people in the country believe there was fraud. We know there was fraud. We've seen enough evidence. We've seen affidavits. We've watched meetings. We know there was, but they will not put it as fraud. All the news about Biden is fake news, but it won't point back to anything. Biden's ankle injured. They won't even tell you the whole story. It's insane. So here's my question. What's social media going to do when it's confirmed that Democrats cheated in this election? Is Twitter going to put a label on all its statements as everything we say should not be believed because we believed the original lie and we were keeping people who were actually trying to, you know, further the idea of the truth. We were keeping them from doing it because we ideologically believed in the lie. I know that's a twisted way of saying it, but what they are effectively monitoring the truth in order to promote the lie. Do you understand that? Now, Mike, again, are they going to clean it up? Is Zuckerberg going to apologize to every conservative that he took something off of their page or, like in our case, unpublished my page? For what reason? Because we told the truth? Is he going to apologize? What's going to be our recompense on this? I'd really like to know, because my page is still down.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The
first COVID-19 vaccines are likely to be given emergency use authorization in just a few weeks. Bill Gates, who has been helping fund treatment development, tells NBC's Today Show it's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Things are getting worse right now. And so the next 4 or 5 months actually look pretty grim unless we can really double down on our behavior. But the tools, both treatment tools like antibodies and some of these amazing vaccines will start to roll out.
The FDA is scheduled to meet about the Pfizer vaccine on December 10th. The number of Americans filing first-time unemployment claims last week fell to 712,000 as Americans prepare for the upcoming holiday season during the pandemic. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Delta Airlines is partnering with the CDC to become the first airline to launch coronavirus contact tracing for travelers arriving in the United States. Delta announcing the voluntary program, which will begin December 15th. President Trump told Americans in a video message why he hasn't conceded and why his campaign has pursued litigation in several states. The president saying, "We are going to defend the honesty of the vote by ensuring every legal ballot is counted and that no illegal ballots are counted." Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy reacts to the president's comments.
The president has every right to say, to offer his opinion about the election. He has every right to go to court and contest the results of the election. And you have every right to disagree. But that doesn't degrade democracy. That elevates it.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
As you contemplate the election results, the voter fraud election results, the scandal that's brewing that we will ultimately win, I want you to think about all the conspiracies. Why is it that the Democrats are fighting so hard to overturn the will of the people? 80 million people, give or take, that voted for Donald Trump versus the 60 million people that have been led to vote for the Democratic Party. We are so far ahead of them, it's pathetic. And if the media were to join us and if the Democrats were to stop with the nonsense, I'm telling you right now, we'd practically be a one-party system. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. Here's the thing. I don't want a one-party system. I don't want Republicans in charge because Republicans are just weak-kneed sissies. We have a one-party system right now that is called the Trump Party. That's who 80 million people supported. Donald Trump's truthful politics. Truthful, pragmatic politics. You don't always agree, but that's okay. You don't always agree with anybody. But anyway, these Democrats have so many little things they want to do that are massively destructive. And the only thing I can say about all of these things that probably at a time were considered conspiracies is what a difference a year makes. This guy writes this. Remember back in the old days of, say, 2019, when anyone who talked about microchip implants, Americans being forced to show travel papers, re-education camps were thought to be crazy or a conspiracy theory. And then 2020 rolled around and voila, it turns out these conspiracy theories weren't quite so crazy after all. And I'm not just talking about the government releasing info on UFOs. We're living in a time when someone will attempt to beat the crap out of you, burn your house down, or even kill you folks if you voted for the wrong presidential candidate. We're being subjected to curfews. Our movement is restricted. Our businesses have been forcibly shut down. One day, people will look back at this year that everything changed, as the year that everything changed, I should say, or depending on how Americans respond to the mandates, the year we finally said enough. Here are seven things that were considered crazy conspiracy theories until now when they're becoming far too real. Universal basic income. I talk about this all the time because, see, it's couched in this thing of everybody should have just, you know, for being alive, they should have money. Well, that's exactly what this scamdemic, the plandemic, is about. Shut down the companies, tax the crap out of the people that are still willing to work. Hint, hint, that's us. And then we'll take care of everybody. We'll get them at a level of complacency where they will not want to work. They will not be productive. Now, I want to just carry that scenario out for just a second. How long do you think a government or a society will say, I'm okay just footing the bill for people that do nothing? For the people that are out there considering that, let me just tell you the end game here. You are a pawn. You will be destroyed at the when the whatever happens is going to happen. When the government decides we're going to do Soylent Green, we're all hungry and we need to eat. You are the people that we're going to eat. Think of yourselves as chickens, and you're at Tyson Foods, because that's what you would be. He goes on, all right, did you ever think we'd live in a country where the government would tell private business owners when and how they could operate, where workers would be told you can no longer go to work for your own good? Well, welcome to 2020. And he goes on, 22 million jobs were lost. Only 42% of those were recovered by last August when the country began to reopen. Millions of lost jobs were permanent losses as business across the country. Look, I don't have to go into all this. You know this. It says, you know, people who are counting on businesses reopening their doors may be surprised to find that a temporary loss has become a permanent one. I gave you guys a statistic the other day. I think it was 30% of the businesses in New York, small businesses in New York and New Jersey, closed. One guy in his small, at a restaurant, he put a sign up that said Walmart over his restaurant, and the joke being, if I put Walmart up, they'll let me operate. See, big business, they'll let operate, because they have lobbyists and people that say, you can't shut us down. Are you crazy? Can you imagine the Walmart family, you know, them shutting it down? I think they have 1 million employees. They were considered essential, kind of like the strip clubs. He says, about 60% of the businesses that have closed during the Wu Flu pandemic will never reopen. Restaurants have suffered the most. This is data from Yelp. So he continues, so we have not only people who have become unemployed, but we also have businesses who've lost everything. I don't know if you've ever watched a business fail. When I was in management consulting, And I'd gone to a client's office, it was a decent sized business. I was handling small, medium business at the time, not big stuff. I was cutting my teeth. And I go to this business and there are employees standing outside and there's a padlock on the door, chained, and a notice from the IRS. And I just remember, you know, I had meetings set with the executives. And the IRS sees that business, and the employees, I don't even know who they are. I only know the C-level people, but I'm looking at you, and they're like, what are we, it's one of those things you got to almost see for yourself, because you see it, and it's surreal. You're like, what, I'm thinking to myself, what do I do? Who am I meeting with? You know, I'm a naive little sales guy, but forget me, these people were like, what about my job? What about my car, my house, my family, my bills? And as I look at their faces, I'm thinking, what a shock. How, you know, what could possibly be going? I mean, I'm guessing that's what's going through their mind, but they're thinking, am I going to get my pay? Or, you know, what's going on? And, you know, it wasn't my company that was shutting down, but I felt that through them. He says, as we go into the second round of lockdowns across the United States, it's not a stretch of the imagination to think that some of the small businesses that have so far managed to stay afloat will succumb to the economic effects of these men. Look, if you keep this up, there's only a certain amount of time. I mean, even with the money that the government's giving you, you can only hold on for so long. And here's what's funny about it. not funny about it, ha-ha. What's ironic and hypocritical is that you supposedly Democrats care about small business. Just like they care about the little kids and just like they care about the widows and orphans, you know, they care about you. They care about black people. That's why, we'll get into this another time, but Black Lives Matter is in a big dispute with its corporate people going, y'all are supposed to be filtering money down to us so we could raise some HE double crooked socks to street level and we ain't getting paid. Y'all getting paid up there, but we ain't getting paid. No, you're not. Black Lives Matter, let me tip you off on something. The Democrats don't need you anymore. If they can win by cheating, what the hell do they need a bunch of big mouth, loud mouth black folks who always come want to complain about something? Wow. That's what y'all are probably saying. Anyway, the government's going to be there to help, right? They're going to give you that universal basic income so you don't have to worry. Hey, restaurateur, if you get laid off, you don't have to worry. Now, it isn't a system that you've paid into just in case you get laid off for a little while. It's a universal basic income that says stay home forever. Don't worry about it. We got you. Who would have thought that was going to be one of the things that we are legitimately talking about? Why? Because the Democrats claim they have a mandate. They have a mandate. Travel papers. Now, you have to show travel papers to go to a foreign country or whatever, right? We get that, right? We understand that. But now you may have to show travel papers to travel freely in the United States. I remember being in China, and you have to show your papers everywhere you go. And then here, I was thinking, boy, I'm glad to live in America. I remember talking about Africa and the idea that you can't cross from, you know, South Africa into Tanzania. You can't just cross an African border, you know, for shiggles. Don't go from Ethiopia to Somalia without real papers. But now we're talking about New York saying you better show us you have a valid COVID test or whatever. Are you kidding? Oh, over this disease, we now have to have paper. You get what I'm saying? Travel papers being contemplated in this country, and people, well, that could never happen in America. Well, maybe it can, huh?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. That's 800-763-4829.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house.
I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
So we're talking conspiracy theories from 2019 to 2020. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. They would have thought you were a crackhead. They would have thought you were a member of the Biden family if you had brought up these conspiracies that we've already discussed. We discussed two of them. Yeah. One of them is that you would have to have travel papers to travel throughout the United States. Do you think that's far-fetched? The first one that we talked about was universal basic income. An idea, I would have considered it a pipe dream. You want people to just get money because they were born? I didn't ask to be born. Oh my gosh. Who would have thought? But now we're starting to look at these things and go, wait a minute, this is more real than I believed it to be. I remember when if you were a prepper, the yuppies, the cocktail sippers on the coast would laugh at you. These people are buying dry, dehydrated foods and storing in places. Oh, my gosh, it's insane. And now they're like, prep food is available what's this store? There's like Sam's. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Costco? Prepper food. I saw it. It's for the masses now. Dehydrated food. Last up to 3 years or whatever it is. Wow. Mandatory GPS tracking of humans. That was number three. Don't be silly, the guy writes. Nobody's actually tracking you with your phone. You're not Jason Bourne. Whoops. 2020 proved that was a lie when they rolled out contact tracing apps, pardon me, to make sure you didn't breathe the same air as somebody who got a positive COVID test. Not only do sick or potentially sick people need to worry about being phoned or questioned by contact tracers, but there's also a whole new world of dystopian technology being rapidly developed. Apple and Google formed a partnership to develop a phone app with the potential to monitor one-third of the world's population. The Australian government has developed an app called COVIDSafe to protect you, your family, and your friends and save you from other Australians. The more Australians connect to a COVIDSafe app, the quicker we can find the virus. In effect, all sorts of potentially invasive new technology tools are springing up to, quote, fight COVID. Now, I joke at the idea that we have gotten so paranoid now that it's all about commercials. You can't walk into a business. I swear, you would think that you could walk and COVID would just drop you in your tracks the way these people act about this silly, very low comorbidity. I mean, it's got morbidity, but what's the word I'm looking for? You know, how effectively it can kill you. I keep forgetting the word, but I know what it is. I just pull it to Joe Biden right now. This is insane. Mandatory tracking. Here's the other one, number four, cashless societies. Somehow the United States has run out of change. No coins to be had anywhere for a while. Here's what Bloomberg said. As if a deep recession and a never-ending pandemic wasn't enough, the U.S. now faces another crisis, a coin shortage. Thanks to the lockdown, fewer coins are in circulation, leaving businesses unable to make change when customers hand over paper money. It's had people concerned because in Venezuela used COVID to push citizens towards a cashless society. Here in the U.S., the change shortage was so extensive it caused many stores to give you your change on a store loyalty card or invite you to donate the change to some cause. A truly cashless society would allow significant control over your day-to-day lives. Now, look, you can look at this any way you want. Cash is worthless anyway, but at least, you know, you kind of have an idea. What's electronics worth? What's data, ones and zeros floating through space? What's that worth? Hey, man, I got this credit card. It's got this much on it. Here, let me show you. Is it really worth what he showed you, or was that manipulated? I mean, with cash, I know it's a $10 bill. Could be a phony, could be a fugazi, could be counterfeit, but I can see it and I can detect that. I have ways. I can't detect electronically what's going on. Your stuff can be seized instantaneously. With a cashless society, I can know every move you make, where you had dinner, where you stopped at a convenience store, bought gas, a stick of gum, whatever. And if you think that, oh, well, they only know what I paid. Are you kidding? There are these things called UPC codes. You know what's being scanned every time you buy something and it goes on your credit card? They know exactly what you bought. You want to buy that newest edition of Bubbles? Or whatever from the convenience store that you don't want to share with your significant other. Or maybe you like hunks and you bought hunks. If your husband or significant other wants to find out what dirt you have, there's a database. That's why I told you. I said either society is going to become very open about what they are and what they have and who they are and who they're doing it with. Or it's going to be a real free-for-all. Next, microchips. DARPA got involved early on, touting it as a way to save us all from COVID. Here's what Robert Wheeler wrote. But governments aren't having to market the chip as a method to track, trace, and control their populations. Instead, they're marketing a chip as a way to track and detect COVID and other coronaviruses. Clearly, this is a much easier sell to the public, literally terrorized by their governments and mainstream media outlets for the last 6 months. This microchip, a DARPA-funded implantable microchip to detect COVID-19, could hit the markets by 2021. God, scary stuff. It's scary because there's a big part of the population who's going to go for it, and we have a government run by leftists who will figure out a way to mandate it. Let me tell you how you could, as I said, you could get rid of mandated lockdowns for business. You could get rid of it instantaneously. I mean, in terms of the Democrats saying you got to do it, I don't know whether this is through executive order, but the president could say, we're not locking anything down. And if you lock something down in your state, you will lose government contracts. We will shut down government facilities and we will move them elsewhere. I mean, there's many ways to combat this. The government could issue something saying, you know, I mean, it depends on the government we're talking about. I'm talking about a Trump-controlled, a sane government could say, businesses are going to stay open. You can practice social distancing or whatever you want to do, but businesses are going to stay open. If you're going to get federal funds, this country is going to operate. I told you guys how money works. Money must flow through the system. It's an engine. It's an economic engine, just like there's a jet stream, just like there are tides. Money flow is necessary. And the reason why poor people are the better money flowers is they get it and they spend it. Now, we save, we plan, we do all kinds of things. But other people, they get it and they spend it. They spend it immediately. And that keeps the circulation going. I'm being honest with you. You need poor people. You need people that go hand them out. And by the way, there are people that live in very nice houses and drive very nice cars who are poor. They get money and it's spent as fast as it's made. So, you know, the economy has to have that. Ask yourself what happens when you shut it down. Ask yourselves what happens if the tides, the jet stream were to shut down. The tides were to stop flowing. The world as we know it would stop, and economically that is exactly what would happen. Anyway, the next one is mandatory vaccines. I know you're already looking at this and saying this is a distinct possibility. Nobody thought you'd be forced to take some vaccine. I mean, you give it to the kids, there are some parents that go, no, I'm not giving that to my kids. I'll homeschool or whatever. But long story short, we're now talking about over a disease that kills, you know, has a, I think they call it morbidity, has a morbidity rate of, and I couldn't figure that out earlier, but it has a morbidity rate of practically nothing. And they're now talking about, and you must have a vaccine before you can fly, before you can come back to work, before you can go to school. We're not going to open this economy up until we have a cure. Said nobody ever. Of any communicable disease that I know, you have to have a cure. People have been walking around with hepatitis, tuberculosis, all kinds of stuff. Never a cure until now. Now the question is, how are they going to get the population to do it? This ruse, and there's a whole bunch to that story, but I don't have time to cover it. And last is going to be re-education camps. You might have joked about FEMA camps. They sent you to a re-education camp in your home, and you went freely to a re-education camp. So, they didn't even have to build it. Think about that as you contemplate all these so-called conspiracies that we didn't think were possible, that we now see, not only now, but possibly in our future.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.